Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, Geekscapists, welcome to a brand new Geekscape podcast. This is Jonathan, your host. And if this is your first Geekscape, you know what I like to say. We're going to talk movies, video games, comic books, TV, all the pop culture stuff that's, you know, fit for a podcast. I know that there are lots of choices that you can make in your listenership, and I appreciate that you listen to us. I think, what's the statistic? The average podcast listener listens to 3 podcasts a week. So not Matt Kelly. Matt Kelly listens to like 80 podcasts a week. But you're probably just a normal podcast listener. And I appreciate that Geekscape is one of those 3 podcasts that you choose on average to listen to a week. We're available for free on any podcast platform. And also, if you want to watch the video stream, we're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. And for those of you divvying out these resumes, we're also on LinkedIn. So thanks for joining us. We got a great show today. We're going to be talking with Katie, my co-host. She's back. And Derek Kranevelt of the Geekscape Xbox Game Passengers podcast. They're going to be joining me. I'm now talking in the multiple personalities like Mark Spector from Moon Knight. They're going to be joining to talk about probably the movie of the summer. That is the Chippendales Rescue Rangers movie that's on Disney Plus. What a pleasant, amazing, nostalgic surprise that thing turned out to be. And we'll be talking movies, video games, comic books, all sorts of stuff. Oh, let's dedicate this episode. It's our good friend Jim Pellegrinelli's birthday. Jim is always in the chat on these episodes. I don't know if you guys watch these episodes live. Jim's usually asking a comment or making a question. Wait, you make a comment, ask a question, whatever. Jim, it's his birthday, and I've known Jim for a very long time. Jim's the first person I met at grad school. I was still an undergrad, and I went up to Columbia to take a look at housing situations. And I remember walking in the Columbia office and being like, hey, like, what's a good place to live? When I move here, and Jim looked at me and said, wait, you don't have housing yet? And I said, no, I literally just got into the school. I was coming up to see like what the situation in the neighborhood was. He goes, dude, you got to get over here like right now. You're not going to get housing. You're never going to get housing. And if it wasn't for Jim putting a fire under my butt and making it seem like I was going to be homeless come the fall, I maybe wouldn't have gotten housing. Luckily, I did. And Jim became a lifelong friend. Jim, happy birthday. Let's get the show started, shall we? All right, Geekscapists, we got a big show coming up right now. We're going to be talking a lot of news and reviews. Go ahead and ask questions in the chat if you've got it up on YouTube, Twitch, or Facebook. Pretty big week ahead of us. Star Wars Celebration is going to be in Anaheim. I'm not. I don't think you can get me to that Star Wars Celebration, but tons of people are going there, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be a ton of news coming out of Star Wars Celebration, especially if you're a Star Wars fan. You're looking forward to it. I heard that new Andor series that's coming to Disney Plus towards the end of summer. You know, it's supposed to take place before Rogue One. 12 episodes. That thing is 12 episodes long. Disney Plus has gotten us so used to watching seasons that are maybe like 6 episodes, like Moon Knight, 8 episodes. That thing is 12 episodes long. I hope it's good. We get Obi-Wan Kenobi this week. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it, but man, I don't know. Maybe I'm just cynical because of the whole Halo Paramount Plus thing. But yeah, 12 episodes of Star Wars coming towards late summer. And Tony Gilroy is the showrunner, so that should give you hope. Jim Pagliarelli says, dude, your imitation of me makes me feel like Seth Rogen in 40-year-old version. A flattering comparison. My birthday gift from you. Thank you. Well, Jim, this is your show. Love you, man. And thanks for being active in the chat. All right, let's get active here on the show. I'm going to bring in Katie. That's my co-host.
Hello!
And Derek.
Hey, guys.
That's the escapist with the most. So there you are in Canada.
Derek, the most what?
Everything all right?
Everything's great. Everything's great. Yeah.
I think the most promise.
Okay.
Oh.
The most unfulfilled promise?
No.
Don't be like that, Derek. You're the chosen one.
I'm good anyway. It's like a holiday here today, so I didn't have to work. So I did nothing all day. I went for a run for the first time in forever, and I finished Game of Thrones today. The run was good. Finished Game of Thrones. I finished God of War. It was like a day of doing old stuff today, basically.
In the case of not doing anything, and that being a holiday, well, every day is a holiday in my life then.
Yeah, right.
Fantastic. You finally finished God of War. God of War is the game that y'all talk about incessantly at Geekscape Games for like a year.
And some people
realized,
yes,
as I finished it, that none of y'all had actually finished the game.
Yeah.
I finished the game and was like, oh my God, it's so awesome. Now I can talk to you guys about it. Yeah. And as I'm listening to Geekscape Games, I realize y'all talked immensely about it, but none of you actually finished.
Yeah, apparently I stopped playing it the first time around about 2.5 hours before it ended somehow. And so recently, you know, I was just like, Ragnarok is apparently still coming out this year, so I better get through it. And I was like, how did I not finish? It was so good. It might be one of my favorite games. Like,
it's phenomenal.
Really well done.
And it just like right until the end of the credits, like it's start to finish. You know, there's a few things I didn't love. Like there's not quite enough enemy variety, and like the mini bosses kind of get old after a while, but like the story from open to close is just phenomenal.
Derek, how many Valkyries did you kill?
Oh, none. They're really hard.
And, I was just going to say, I was like, wait a minute. Because I know you went after all the Valkyries, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I got like 3 or 4 and I was like, you know what? This is too stressful. And you get more powerful as you kill them.
Yeah.
But it is.
Which is awesome. You're already pretty powerful just to begin with. And then like throughout the game, like you don't need to kill the Valkyries in order to finish the game. But did you assume that?
No, is it the Valkyries or are they the Valkyries or they're sort of like the Harpies? They're the Valkyries.
The Valkyries. Yeah.
And it's just strategy. They all have different techniques. Mm-hmm. The enemies that spawn around them are different. It's a lot of fun though. If you like being stressed out. No, I was like, you know what? We're good on the Valkyries. I don't have to do that. That's like getting all the different little, who are the little leaf dudes in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
like
right.
I'll do everything in Breath of the Wild, but I'm not going to go get.
Yeah. It was basically dudes. Like, if I spend any time on these, I'm not going to finish the game again. So right. I decided to go and hit the credits first. Yeah.
Derek's not going for the Korok seeds either.
No. The Korok seeds. I like them when they pop up.
You know what you get? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You get a golden poop.
You get a golden poop.
If you get all the Korok seeds.
Little turd.
Yeah. I think I'm good with the golden turd from the Koroks, but I can't wait for the next game. I know Katie can't.
I cannot wait. It's going to be exciting. I'm very excited about it.
Is that the next Hyrule Warriors game?
No, not Hyrule Warriors. Derek, no. Jonathan, no. No, I don't want another Hyrule Warriors. I don't want another game where I can like just shoot archery, which I have been doing in real life lately, and I am really enjoying it again. I haven't done it since I was a kid. Very satisfying. In a game, what are we doing? It's like the least pleasing activity in those games, in my opinion.
I've seen your Instagram. You go and do the archery every weekend, it seems like.
Every Wednesday, usually, if I'm not shooting.
What are you preparing for?
I'm preparing for the all-out war that's happening on our street lately.
I think archery might put you at a disadvantage.
I don't know.
I think some of those people are going to be like, click-clack on the attack.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard some good shots the other night, and I was like, cool, archery's going to do nothing against this.
Wait, Sherman Oaks?
Yep.
You're hearing gunshots in Sherman Oaks.
I have had to contact our councilwoman because it's... So much stuff is happening. Like, we've had stuff stolen. Like, the apartment's been broken into. There's a lot going on.
Did she get right on it? She's like, I'll get right on
you
it.
You know, it's funny, her, because I actually emailed her assistant, and she did get right on it. She emailed me within 15 minutes. I have never had this kind of response unless I had called the Canadian Council of Tax, because the whole other situation. But, like, she immediately responded. She's like, I've looked into this with the police, the LAPD. I'm contacting you with, like, connecting you with these other people. I was, like, really impressed. I'm not going to lie. Nithya, whose husband came on here and spoke with us, London, not long ago, and was talking about her run for office. I forget his name, and that's it.
He was a guest?
Yes, he was. And his wife was running for office, and I voted for her. And and she's getting stuff done. It's actually really cool. I've never gone that far into politics.
We should hit her up and see if she will contact the folks at San Diego Comic-Con to see what the story is with our press allocations.
That'd be great.
I asked San Diego Comic-Con for our press allocations. We're going there as exhibitors too, booth 3919, if you find yourself in San Diego Comic-Con. And Derek is our, like, press person. He needs it for the free food that they give out at press events. That's how he sustains himself for the week. And I was going to get Katie a press pass, and those things are still possible.
Yes.
Because I did apply as press. But as soon as I sent the email to say, hey, we're returning as press as well as exhibitors, I see the exhibitor badges in my portal. But I also need some press badges for Katie and Derek and maybe a few other people. I see press badges for myself suddenly show up. And I'm like, no. Jonathan has exhibitor badges. And so I go and say, hey, maybe I'll register the exhibitor badges. They're for WonderCon 2022, which was in March. So that's all to say, like, coming out of a pandemic, Comic-Con's coming back, but they're coming back a little bit clunky.
I think it's like a new portal versus from the last time that there was a Comic-Con as well. So it just all seems like a bit messy of a mess. Yeah.
A little messy, Derek. So we're going to figure this out.
Yeah.
We're going to be at Comic-Con.
I'm looking forward to the Lord of the Rings theme Express. Snacks by, Amazon Prime. So I hope to make it because, you know.
Okay. You're going to get that second breakfast?
get that second breakfast.
This is Derek at Comic-Con. All right, Katie. This kid he doesn't even follow, like, the exciting stuff. Like, Robert Downey Jr. is in Hall H. He doesn't do any of the stuff like, they're giving out freebies. They're giving out free bags. He doesn't do the freebies. He doesn't do, like, the celebrities. He doesn't do that stuff. He follows, like, his nose. like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
This is exactly why I'm really excited to meet and hang out with Derek, because I feel like I'm going to be the same person, because I do like the exhibits. They're fun and they're interesting to go to, but they have a shelf life. Food, however, that's for life.
Yeah.
I mean, the off-site events as a whole, I feel like it's such a spectacle and they're so impressive. Yeah. And they also just happen to have, like, really good free food with them, and it helps me afford the trip, so, like, win-win.
So Matt, mainly Matt, will be, like, slaving at the booth all day. He's got, like, a 10-minute window to go and, like, get a $30 hamburger from the catering there in the convention center, right? They got that price hike,
right?
Maybe if I'm nice, I'll get Matt a Starbucks or something during the day, but Matt just loves being at the booth, and I like being at the booth too, because there's a 10-foot barrier between you and anybody else. But we'll get to the hotel room and we'll be like, man, we had a great day of geekscaping at the booth, and we maybe went out and saw some people for dinner. Derek will come in and we'll be like, Derek, why are you walking funny? He has a bunch of fried shrimp in his shirt, and he's like, he has it like a basket, and he comes in and he's like, I just stole so much food.
That's and the way to do it.
It's got tartar sauce on it.
And I'm like, you guys want some? It's not going to last till morning. So
I'm like, hey, Derek, I gave you that Geekscape baseball hat. Do you still have it? He goes, yeah, I put a bunch of tater tots in it and used them to carry them home. Derek just, like, smuggles food. And it makes me think, like, are they rationing in Canada? Do they just not feed you up there? What's going on?
It's not so much like the food in Canada. Like, you know, we got grocery stores and we're allowed to go to them sometimes. But, like, often, like, it feels like in the summertime, the exchange rate gets worse. And so you're like, oh, let's go get like a $12 burrito at Lolita's. And I'm like, that's $25. Like, you know?
Yeah. You know, Matt says that you do eat for free at Comic-Con. So you have so you can spend $1,000 on Mondo posters that you're not even going to hang in your apartment.
There's like multiple ones hanging up in this room right now. Like, they're all over my house. And there's only 50 more in a folder under my bed. So,
okay, we got a Facebook user. I don't know which Facebook user this is. If you want to comment on Facebook, you've got to let StreamYard know, the platform know. You got to like give them permission to access your icon. So, otherwise, I only see Facebook user. But one of our Facebook users says, as someone who once benefited enormously from a press pass that you helped me snag, Jonathan, when handing those out, be like the knight in Last Crusade. Choose wisely. That made my year at New York Comic Con that one time. And that's great. I think Matt Kelly might be at New York Comic Con this year. Big Yank should be. So New York Comic Con, it's a week before my wedding. So yeah, Big Yank is going to go to two big geek gatherings.
We've been chatting about your going to California for your wedding all day.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I don't think
mostly Shane's like, I don't want to stay at Motel 6. And that's been the whole thing. So
I think, but I will contribute nothing. Big Yanks has a job. Every time, I mean, Big Yanks texted me throughout the day, and I love that. But then he'll like, I'm like, don't you have like a newborn? kids like cooking himself something on the stove, walking around, eating paint chips.
My favorite is when Yanks gets on Fortnite and he wants to play with Mark and I, and he's like, hold on a sec. My kid is like yelling at me. I was like, your baby?
My kid seemed to get out of this cage I put him in. I got to go put him back in it. Yeah. This is parenting style. Listen, I love Yanks. He sent a picture to our group chat the other day that was his kid being bored at Evil Dead 2. He's like, yeah, I guess my kid isn't into Evil Dead 2. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, you're showing your kid Evil Dead 2? You're going to turn him into a fucking Menendez brother, dude.
Well, you got to get him to learn before he goes and sees Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that kid's going to watch Multiverse of Madness like next week. He's like, you know what? Hey, you know, you're two now. Let's watch Cannibal Holocaust while you're at Hey, little pop quiz for my son. You know, the big issue with this film is they think that they actually used human corpses in this thing, and I bet you can't spot one. Instead of being like, hey, kid, which one of these is a circle and which one of these is a triangle or a square, he's going to sit his kid down in front of Cannibal Holocaust and be like, hey, which one of these is an actual human corpse on screen? And the kid's got to pick it out. Like, we'll see.
Who was the center of the human centipede?
There's a simple math problem for you.
The kids down the street are going to be doing Duck Duck Goose, and Big Yanks' kid is going to be forming
Left
a human centipede.
His
Oh my god, that is what we deal with here at the Geekscape. And feel free, come anytime. We're on Facebook and all these places. You just be a part of the group. That's how Big Yank started. He was a fan, and now he's a friend, and he's coming to the wedding, and I guess he can't stay at a Motel 6.
We're working on that. It's a cheap and clean looking option, so you know.
Okay.
They're not that bad, some of them.
No, it looks great. It's got a pool.
Yeah.
It's like very central looking.
All right. How far is it from Katie's dangerous neighborhood that I guess is falling into disrepair?
That's a good question.
I used to live in Sherman Oaks, and I guess now 2 years later, it's the purge every night. Like, what is happening?
I don't know, man. At 2:30, there was a guy being hogtied by the police, and. Yeah, this is a real thing.
It's because you called the councilwoman.
It's because I called the councilwoman. No, it was actually before the councilwoman call. 2:30 was the guy hogtied and a couple that we call the fuck you couple because they just go into the middle of the street and they yell fuck you at each other. And then a couple hours later, that's when the gunshots went off and we were like, what the hell is happening? And I had to be on set like early the next day. I was like, I'm so tired.
Yeah. Katie, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know what? It's all working out.
I'm sorry I'm sorry I went to lock down the set in your neighborhood a couple nights ago. I had to lock it down. A couple people weren't paying the royalties and the production fees. So I was like, all right, some motherfucker's going to get their knees broken. And I had to go visit the neighborhood. The old neighborhood's kind of fallen a little lazy. You know, people were like, oh, Jonathan, like the pandemic, like it's, you know, I thought you gave me a little bit of time to like fix, like get the money together. And I was like, no, sorry.
No,
I'm not an employment pal. You got to pay. All right. Protection racket. So I had to go over there and do a little cap, cap.
Cap, cap.
Okay. Tell Mark I apologize.
I'll let him know.
All right. You know who you should call?
Ghostbusters.
The Rescue Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
So Derek woke up Thursday morning and he'd already seen Rescue Rangers twice. This new movie that's on Disney Plus, they got Andy Samberg and John Mulaney doing the Rescue Rangers. And this kid, Derek Krandevelt, in Big Yanks, who is obviously watching the movie instead of raising his child, they are just raving about Rescue Rangers like crazy. And I was like interested. I was like, okay, great. It's like the Lonely Island guys doing Rescue Rangers. This might be good. And the trailer looks cool. The whole day, this movie is just like what people are talking about. And I get to Friday evening. And Heidi is like, what do you want to do tonight? And I said, are you serious? I'll buy you sushi if we watch Rescue Rangers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You had your bribe? It's such a good movie.
Well, I mean, Heidi was like, hey, there's a new
Downton Abbey movie.
Yeah, she's like, will you come with me to the Downton Abbey movie? I'm like, no, but I'll buy you $60 of sushi if we just watch Chippendale Rescue Rangers. I mean, there's no way I'm watching that Downton Abbey movie. Listen, I was trying to get Heidi back.
Leave her somewhere?
Listen, Heidi and I have been on and off again. We were. And then the one time I was like, no, she's the one. I got to get her back. I got to win her back. I went to that first Downton Abbey movie. Almost ruined our relationship. I was almost like, nah, never mind. No, we're good. I'll die alone.
London, no. Not over.
That first Downton Abbey movie was so dull and not, it just wasn't good. And I was like, Jonathan, is this really? And then Heidi's amazing. So I sat through the Downton Abbey movie. But now we live together. Like, where's she going to go? So I don't need to watch the second one.
Rent has only gone up. You're safe, you know?
Yeah.
No, nobody can good. Afford to live on their own.
Where's she going
to
go? Listen, like, I'll let her go. Listen, I'll pay for the Downton Abbey movie for her ticket as long as I don't have to see it.
You're like, so you go. I'll go read a book.
Yeah. So it came to Friday night, and all I'd heard about all day was Chippendale Rescue Rangers being amazing. And I said, Heidi, we got to see it. I promise you'll enjoy it. And to help you enjoy it, here's a crap ton of sushi. And she was happy. I was happy. And you know what? She loved it. The movie's amazing. It's hilarious. This is the modern Roger Rabbit. Can you believe the cameos in the Easter eggs that they got away with on this thing?
Did you see what they had in they? So there was a character that flipped out like a bunch of like different tools, and they had something from Roger Rabbit in there. Did anyone catch that?
Yeah, they had a bottle of. I don't want to do too many spoilers because Derek already did that.
Yeah, I was gonna say Friday morning. So you said I saw the movie twice, but really all I did was see a clip on Twitter, not knowing what it was from, and then I shared it with all you guys, being like, "Oh, this is hilarious!" And I didn't have any idea what it was from, and I don't really know what a rescue ranger is. Because
you have Mounties.
Because we've got Mounties, but also I think Chippendale's probably a little bit before my time.
Definitely.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
And so I've never seen Chippendale before, but everyone's talking about this movie so much that I feel like
one season of cartoons, 60 episodes or so, bunch of like lunch boxes, toys, and also one of the best NES games ever.
Yeah.
Is the Chippendale's Rescue Rangers NES game. Yeah,
that's why Katie's my co-host right there. She got good taste.
How are they love related to Alvin?
They are not. Okay.
Well, Derek, let me get this right.
Yeah.
You straight up spoiled one of the best jokes in the movie because you blindly just sent us a tweet that was funny, and it was a funny scene in the movie, and that wasn't the end of that joke. That joke that you introduced, that the part you spoiled is like in the first 5 minutes of the movie. That joke goes on for a lot of the movie.
Yeah. And
it's great.
Yeah.
You never ended up watching the movie?
I haven't watched it. No, I haven't watched it.
Derek, you had all weekend and you had a holiday today in which you admitted to doing nothing. Why didn't you watch the movie that everybody was raving about?
I had
to finish Game of Thrones. Also, I was like, do I need to have any familiarity with Rescue Rangers to enjoy this?
Not at all.
It sounds like no.
Derek,
no.
This movie is so much fun. Yeah. It is such a love letter to not just the show. I was a big fan of the show, as Katie said. Like that was a great NES game. Mm-hmm. But, and amazing McDonald's toys too.
Yes, yes.
But, the movie is just like, you know, Jim Paganelli says it in the chat. He says, dude, you telling me to watch Rescue Rangers made my weekend. It feels like Who Framed Roger Rabbit is, if that's Chinatown, then this is Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
This is like Lethal Weapon, two people who don't get along with each other, having to solve a mystery, you know, crime story, but it's Roger Rabbit style. And it's the cameo. I cannot believe the stuff they got away with. You cannot blink watching this movie or you're going to miss like an Autobot in the background or a Beavis and Butthead reference or stuff that's like Nickelodeon or Warner Brothers. And this is a Disney movie straight
up. My favorite part was when they had Waze the movie. Just a random little scan across a poster and it was Waze the movie. And that made me like, I was like, Mark, pause the movie because I'm laughing too hard right now. Like,
it's awesome.
It's 100% like Who Framed Roger Rabbit in that like there's so many different properties and it makes you just wonder, I guess because it's parody, but like how did they get the rights to use all this stuff? It was fantastic. Yeah. And it's like that dream script that you always write where like different worlds are meshing and combining and like you have shout outs to different things, but like no one lets you do that. So how do they it?
How did
this movie actually is the Multiverse of Madness?
Yes,
this one.
Like, I feel like it's just like I didn't, and I had no awareness of it, but I had no idea it was coming out. Obviously, based on the spoiler I sent you guys at 6:30 in the morning the other day, it's blown up. It's all over the internet. How is this like a Disney Plus movie and not in theaters?
I don't know.
That was but the thing this, that actually would have been great that shocked me because, London, you reached out to me yesterday and you're like, you need to watch this before we do the podcast. And I was like, oh, I guess I have nothing really going on Monday. I'll go see it in the theater. And London's like, no, it's on Disney Plus. And I was like, what? And I figured this would be a big release because it's a big movie.
And it feels huge with all these cameos, with everything going on. And I, again, don't know how they got away with it. And it dunks on so many different genres of not just movies, but animated films. There's a sequence where they make fun of those Robert Zemeckis Polar Express type movies where everybody looked like dead inside or they like had like dead eyes. Yeah, yeah. Remember like he did a Beowulf and you remember when Robert Zemeckis was doing all that motion capture stuff?
Yep.
And everybody just kind of looked creepy.
And not
they dunk on that whole thing. That's one of my favorite jokes in the whole movie.
I also love that Seth Rogen was in it. That like the voice cameos were fantastic, and of course they had a lot of the original cast voice characters. Like the woman who's been doing Gadget for years, but on top of like she did, I think she did Chip's voice, just like sped up. But she was all throughout that movie. So many amazing voice actors were throughout there, and along with the human cameos too.
Yeah, Matt Kelly brings up a good point. He's like, wait, but has The Lonely Island ever made a movie that is theatrically profitable? I saw Hot Rod once or twice in the theaters. I love Hot Rod. Does that make it profitable? No, because I saw Nacho Libre 4 times in the theater and that wasn't profitable.
What was the like superstar one that they made? That one
can't
was
Stop Stopping?
Never Stop, Pop Never Stopping.
Pop Star, yeah.
I think that was okay.
I don't think it was a success financially though.
But the reason that would be profitable is it was a mockumentary. It was shot like a documentary. Mm-hmm.
Which is
and of course
of
you have MacGruber. Right. Google was not a success.
No, it was not.
But it did end up becoming a
Peacock series.
TV
yeah.
series. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, Jim Cummings was
Chippendale, Rescue Rangers. Derek, you have your homework. I just love how the internet is talking about this movie the entire weekend. And Derek's like, oh, I think I heard it's pretty good, but I'll watch Game of Thrones.
People really like this last season. So I'm going to.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Derek, what'd you think of last season?
Well, Derek emails us, Katie, and he goes, why is everybody mad at this? Ooh, where do we begin?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like because I didn't spend 10 or 11 years of my life on it or what. And I've just been watching the series from the start. For like mostly the first time I watched the first couple seasons as they came out, but I'm mostly watching it for the first time over the past few months. And like the last season felt incredibly rushed. I feel like there was, you know, things where in, like things that were in previous seasons that would take like two or three episodes to do. And now in this final season, they're like, oh, we need to go to this place. And then the next scene, they're in that place. Like, that bothered me. And Michaela, I was talking to Michaela about it, and every like complaint that I had, it was like, it could have been resolved if they just did like 2 10-episode seasons instead of like a 7-episode and a 5-episode season. So, I don't know. I think my expectations were like absolute trash because everybody hates it so much. And because of that, I was expecting nothing. And then I enjoyed what I saw aside from, how much of a freaking rush everything was. You know, and it was even things like between the, like the long night episode and the, like, the second to last episode, the bell with at King's Landing and stuff. It's like, those are 2 episodes where they're just basically 90 minutes of a massive battle and little things happen within it. But it's like, that's like 3 seasons worth of fighting otherwise, like within 3 episodes. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I was rushing through it because I'm excited for House of the Dragon. House of the Dragon looks really cool. That's dropping in August. Yeah, I didn't hate it. It was fine. It wasn't like amazing like some of the earlier seasons were, but
I didn't. Do you think you'll rewatch it?
Probably not, but I don't rewatch most shows. Okay. It's like, what is it? 70 something episodes, most of them around an hour. Like, that's a pretty big commitment.
Should have been 90, but
okay. Should have been 90. It's a pretty big commitment. I think aside from like Lost, which
sure.
I feel like I'm a Lost apologist, but I don't know. Aside from Lost, I haven't rewatched a lot of series for sure. But yeah, I enjoyed it, and I didn't have time yet, but I'm like looking forward to looking up why everyone hates it so much, so that I could be like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, and then
it wasn't apparent in the way that they're just like, we'll resolve this by dropping a rock on this character.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Like that stuff wasn't apparent that they were just.
For like, sure. No, that, a lot of that. Yeah. This yeah. Stuff
short.
Yeah.
Or they were having characters like who were incredibly intelligent suddenly act erratically.
Yeah. There was a lot of that. Yeah.
Dumb just to give them a finale.
Yeah.
Do you feel fulfilled within the White Walker storyline?
You know, I thought that that whole thing would amount to more than like an hour and a half, but it just felt like that was the whole point of the show. For so many years, or that was coming, and you know, then it came and went within, you know, a very short period of time. It felt like that could have carried the rest of the series, and you know, the them actually showing up, and you know, it was basically like, oh shit, they're coming. Oh shit, we're in Winterfell. Oh shit, now we're fighting them. Like,
oh shit, we have a White Walker dragon.
Yeah.
Should have made posters. It should have been like, because we had to put up with this for like 5-6 seasons. Like, winter's coming, winter's coming, and there it went.
Yeah.
They should have just had like, and winter just went past the window. Yeah, there we go. Jim Paganelli, it's his birthday, Derek, but he says, Derek, if you watch the series finale of Game of Thrones this weekend and I watch Rescue Rangers, dude, I feel like I need to buy you a drink. I'm sorry, man. That's his birthday, and he's going to buy you a drink.
I had a good time, though. I don't regret spending the time. I don't regret watching it. I think there was, you know, even in the last season, the last 2 seasons had their moments, but the first 6 were like pretty unreal.
Derek, I thought, quit with this. Yeah. All right, listen, just because you're feeling low doesn't mean you have to put this like substandard narrative. All right.
Yeah.
Like,
and I wish we could say more, Breaking but like Bad? I don't want to.
Have you heard of Breaking Bad?
I love Breaking
Better
Bad.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I love Breaking Bad.
Like, these are good shows.
Yeah.
Like, has there been a bad episode of Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul?
Don't think so. People hate on The Fly, but The Fly was...
I love The Fly.
I know.
That's a great episode. Really cool, that's the best bottle episode I've ever seen.
Yeah.
No, but Derek, the Breaking Bad thing, you got to get on that. I went to this Better Call Saul event.
I saw some photos
on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Guess who remembered us?
Oh, yeah.
Carlos
Esposito.
Esposito.
And he goes, how's Heidi? Just like that. He's like, awesome. Oh, hey, how's Heidi? Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this dude's awesome. So hopefully he gets ordained in time for the wedding. Just
oh my gosh.
I did joke with him. I said, hey man, do we get you ordained for the wedding? He goes, I can do it. Yeah, let's go. And I was like,
yeah, freaking do it, man. Do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Have him wear a Los Pollos Hermanos t-shirt while he's doing it.
No, I was thinking we just serve chicken for the wedding.
Oh my gosh.
But he has to wear the Moff Gideon outfit.
Yes.
Think about that.
Crossovers.
I went to a weekend this weekend that, or sorry, I went to a wedding this weekend. I went to a weekend this weekend. I went to a wedding this weekend and their dinner was pizza. So, you know, I was the happiest little clam on the planet.
Yeah. No, we love our pizzas. I think we're doing tacos at my wedding. Frank Bowen, who I used to work for at THQ, the video game company, Frank's a good dude. He says, hey, when is the series wrap of Halo? Maybe I missed it. For me, it was episode 3.
Didn't quite make it that far, my guy. Yeah.
I was watching Game of Thrones instead, which, you know, might have been a better choice. So
I forgot the Halo series was on until somebody sent me an article.
Frank also said series wrap. Frank, there is going to be more seasons. It was a season.
Yeah,
season
they're making finale. More seasons of Halo. I got to think that the second season is what we actually want. Maybe now that they're moving forward with the Cortana, like Master Chief thing. But I literally, after 3 episodes, I turned it off. I couldn't do it anymore. And that's why when, you know, I think of like some of these streaming sci-fi shows having 12 episodes. I mean, listen, we would all been so pumped for Book of Boba Fett if it was 12 episodes. But then at 6 episodes of Book of Boba Fett, what if you had to get 12 more episodes to get that story?
Would you have done it? I would have stopped. I personally would have stopped. Because if it's just 6 episodes of Mando on top of 6 episodes of maybe Boba.
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
Speaking of series that just goes on and on and on until the star kills himself doing a stunt for one of the movies. We just got this trailer for the Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Movie Dead Reckoning Part 1. We're going to have a two-parter, I think, to finish out the Mission Impossible film franchise.
I think that's the plan as of now. Yeah.
Okay. So,
I mean, he can only do this for so much longer, right? Yeah.
Well, it leaked. The trailer leaked yesterday or the day before, and I watched it. I was like, okay, cool. And then they pulled it, obviously, mm-hmm, and then they released it officially today. I didn't get a whole lot from this trailer. I'm, of course, going to see this Mission Impossible movie because I like the Mission Impossible films. But you know what it did remind me of while we're talking about Halo? Mm. It reminded me of that Halo that took place in the desert, because there's a lot of desert in this Mission Impossible trailer. And that's cool. It's a place where I don't think they've really been a whole lot in the Mission Impossible movies. But I just remember being at E3 and being like, Master Chief is back. And he's walking through that desert with that cloak on. Do you remember that trailer? Yeah. Never played that game. But... what do y'all get from this Mission Impossible trailer?
Yeah, I think it felt very teasy. I didn't get too much from it either. Mission Impossible's got to be like one of my favorite action series. Like, they're just so, it's always like, go to the theater, see it on the biggest, loudest screen you can, because they're just like incredible. Like, the stunts are just incredible. And I think you get a tease of one, like a huge stunt at the end of this trailer. And it's like, I don't know. And when you get to see the making of featurettes afterwards, it just makes them like so much more impressive. But I couldn't tell you what it's about, but I'm stoked for it.
Here's what I
what I'm not stoked for is the freaking wait. It was supposed to come out this summer, and then a few months back, maybe a little longer, they pushed it. So part one doesn't come out until July of 2023. So why are you giving us a trailer this early? Really?
Because he's got a big movie coming out this week.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I was just going to say, because Tom Cruise is immortal and is doing all the great movies from back in the day. I'm very excited for the new Top Gun movie. That looks insane.
And
just,
everyone's loving it, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard really good. Great. Really good reviews. And apparently the stunts and everything are fantastic. And I don't know if you saw any of the behind the scenes of the actors having to basically be their own DP within this whole in a jet. Yeah. They're kind of doing their own director of photography, for those of you not in the biz, where they have this whole computer set up within the cockpit of the plane, and someone's actually flying it and they're acting and doing this all while it's going. And I just,
they're watching their frame is what you're saying. So they're not, they're clearly not, they're in, wait, they're in real fucking planes.
They're in real. Yeah. It's not CG. No, that's real.
Someone's flying the plane in real sky and they're watching their own frames within the cockpits of the real planes that are flying. Oh my God.
Yeah. Some of the technology that they're, I mean, look, Tom Cruise of all people should be the one that's like helping promote all this like new technology in film. But like, it's nuts what they're getting the actors to do too on top of it all.
Have you guys watched?
I wouldn't be able to watch my own frame because I'd be yakking all over the screen.
Have you guys watched the first one at any point recently? Michaela and I watched it. They've got it in 4K on Paramount Plus.
Oh, do they?
And so Michaela and I watched it the other night. Just she was under the impression that she hadn't seen it. I definitely watched it with her several years ago, and then we went to the barbecue place when she came to San Diego Comic Con back in 2019. It's so much fun. It still holds up. I feel like it's a good time.
It's a good time.
We gotta go there.
Oh, let's do it.
San Diego Comic Con. Yeah. Let's go to that because the bar is there.
Yeah,
it's right across the street.
And then we can recreate the beach volleyball scene.
I'll play the ball. If I keep eating, I'll just play the volleyball.
I'm like, I'll be right there with you. I'll be the net. Just catching it.
I'll be the, and you can be the sand, Derek.
Sounds good.
The Master Chief can come out through you wearing a cape. Jim Pucknelly says, I feel like I have to ask, does Tom Cruise want to die on camera? Does he just want all of us to watch him go out while Paramount foots the bill? I don't know.
And then Scientology brings him back. Great question.
Maybe he died a long time ago.
We have no idea. He probably has a blood boy, right? Do you think he has a blood boy?
What is a blood boy?
You guys don't know what a blood boy is?
No.
We're not Wiccan or witches.
No, you just have to watch Silicon Valley. No, it's like a boy.
Oh, right.
Where like they give the blood, so it's like makes you younger or some dumb shit. Like that's a real thing.
All right. So we're going to go see the Maverick movie this weekend, except Derek. Derek's probably going to be like, oh, it's well-reviewed. I'm going to go watch this show that disappointed everybody that I read about on the internet.
I'm going to go see the new Firestarter instead.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch I watched Firestarter. It on Peacock already, guys.
Did you?
Yeah. It was not good.
Well, speaking of things that sound like they've had 18 seasons already, Stranger Things got a final trailer for their fourth season.
Yeah.
And did you hear like there's seven or so episodes, but the last three episodes are like movie length. They're like hour and a half,
The shortest episode is an hour and 3 minutes, and all the rest of them are around an hour and 15, and then an hour and 38, an hour and 25, and 2 hours and 30 minutes for the finale. And
is this the final season?
No.
Okay. This is penultimate.
It's part one of the final season.
Yeah, right.
It's a part one. Is there a five? Or
there will
is this
be.
Four
there will be a five, and I think five is where they're cutting it off. But yeah, May 27th. I think it was going to be half and half originally, but May 27th, the first seven episodes will drop, and then 5 weeks later, just so you have to subscribe to another month, then the last two episodes drop on July 1st.
Listen, Netflix is trying to get those viewers back on board. I mean, it's very similar to what they did with House of Cards to keep people subscribing and so they can keep raising the rent on Netflix while they're laying off.
I love Stranger Things so much, though. I cannot
it's a good
wait for this.
Show. Yeah. It's a really
like, and
good
to
show.
Get that and to get Obi-Wan this Friday, like, I don't know why I didn't take the day off work. Like, there's so much.
Oh, you're never seeing Maverick.
Bring me on this like 10 years later. Yeah. I just finished.
Yeah.
Guys, the third one comes Maverick out. Movie. Oh, you're sitting here watching the Obi-Wan and all the Stranger Things come out this weekend?
The first seven episodes come out this
first
weekend.
First seven?
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
And then like I think just two episodes of Obi-Wan.
I'm excited. It's been a minute since we've had Stranger Things.
It's been a long minute. Yeah, it was like, I remember 2019 trying to get that new Coke that they had the promotion for. Michaela had worked a night shift, so she had not slept, and we were driving to Seattle for something, and I just the site broke, the new Coke site broke because so many people were trying to go to it, and I was driving, and so every like 20 minutes I'd wake her up and be like, can you refresh it for hours. And then we got to, I actually think we were going to Portland, we got to Portland to our Airbnb, and then the site just worked and I'd spent hours getting her to refresh it, and I felt so bad. But the new Coke was delicious. The new Coke was delicious.
Big Inks is excited. He says, I took the day off from work. We already established on the show that you don't have a job. But he's putting his son in the quiet cage.
Awesome.
So, yeah, his son will be in the cage. He'll watch all 18 hours of Stranger Things.
A soundproof, igloo-style cave of just, soundproof, fuzzies.
Oh, it's more like he's going to cover him in the wall with drywall. He's just going to, put him in there.
Cask of Amontillado.
Have fun. The rats will start screeching if anything really happens.
Wow.
And Matt Kelly says, listen, Derek, there's no better... You are the promised one here in Geekscape, but the person with the best soul, the best spirit, the kindest of us is Matt Kelly. And he says, you leave Derek alone for watching old shows. I'm watching MASH right now for the first time. I'm just going to say we have different standards for Matt that we have for Derek. So I feel like you can watch MASH. Yeah, you can watch whatever you want. Matt, we love you. Derek, when he starts making these social mistakes, Derek still has promise. There's the difference. With Matt, I'm like, oh, he's, Matt's peeled away from society. He's just going to watch MASH. He can do whatever the hell he wants. But Derek still has a future. Matt's running the Geekscape Network. That's his future. He's dug his grave. But Derek? No, Derek. Derek, you have a future in front of you. Don't be doing this. All right?
Don't be doing what? What am I doing?
I don't know.
Don't be go back to old shows that are
I feel like the shows that I'm watching, they can't even be considered old compared to MASH.
No, definitely not to MASH. Yeah. No, Game of Thrones is not compared to MASH.
I think it's cool. MASH is great. Cool. Do not compare Game of Thrones to MASH. MASH is awesome. Game of Thrones could have been awesome.
Could have been.
But I think the boys, I don't know, I'm not going to speak for anybody, but it just felt like that was last, ever since they're that Star Wars announcement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. We got to get off this movie. So we can go. Isn't that canceled now, too? Didn't they lose that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they saw the end of Game of Thrones and they're like, ugh.
That's why. That's exactly why.
Yeah.
You know what is awesome and continues to be awesome? Love, Death, and Robots.
Good news, everybody. We found the person who's watching Love, Death, Robots on Netflix.
Someone's got to be watching it for it to get a third season.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. It's amazing. It's one of those shows that, every episode, it's its own thing. But some of them have been continuations of old episodes from, the first season. The animation style is different from each episode to each episode. They're short stories. They're fantastic. There's one that, keeps me up at night after watching it. It's really well done. Have you guys watched any of it?
I watched the first couple episodes of season one, okay. And then I said, you know what? Big Yanks keeps me up at night with his incessant text. Why do I need to watch this?
I remember seeing a trailer for the first season and thinking, that looks cool. I need to watch that. And then I haven't watched a single episode.
You guys. Yeah.
I thought what I saw was cool. It just didn't tell me to keep watching because they were so episodic that I was like, all right, I watched that one and it was cool. A little too much of a mixed bag. Big Yank says, hey, well, he's on your side, Katie. He says, I watch it. You guys are nuts. It's great. It's the best babysitter he's ever hired.
No. Well, I mean, I'm sure a couple of those episodes, absolutely. But it's really well done. And it's cool because it takes a different approach to monsters, to robots, to technology, to morality tales. I'm telling you guys, stay with it. Some of the episodes, not so great. It depends on which episode you go for. There's a couple of them that are fantastic, though. Really well done. You want to see more of it. So there's three robot characters where the tag at the end of that episode is fantastic. It's the world's taken over by cats. But they bring those guys back, and they're basically on a tour of what humanity died from, and they're going through, and they bring those guys back, and it's hilarious commentary. Highly recommend it. I really think you should sit down, watch any episode. I'm trying to think of my first and favorite of all those, but there is one that's a woman who's able to make herself an avatar mech for fighting rings, which is a really cool episode. They have some of the technology from other episodes mixed in within the other worlds. It goes bonkers. And some of the animation is realism on a level that I haven't seen before. And I remember there was an episode that Mark and I were watching and he was like, oh, they shot this for real. And I was like, wait, watch the head movement. No, that's animation.
Yeah, Simpsons did it. Anyway, I'm kidding, Katie. I will watch it if Derek watches Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
I mean, I'm definitely going to watch Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
All right. Damn, no, and right. London, your homework is to watch Love, Death, and Robots.
How long are the episodes on?
Depends.
Like, are they all the same?
Some of them. Okay. The night, I think it's called The Night Before. There's an episode of two little kids trying to catch a glimpse of Santa Claus. This will be your favorite episode. I want to say Yanks and London. Maybe London.
Okay.
Maybe more Matt Kelly. Maybe more Yanks. Depends. But it's hysterical, and I couldn't stop laughing. It's only like 4-5 minutes.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So some of them are very short. Some of them are like 15 minutes, 16 minutes long. So I think
did y'all ever?
I check it out, but I was going to start Game of Thrones again. So
did y'all ever try and catch Santa Claus as kids? Like, I remember making a fake dummy of myself in this sleeping in bed, and then hiding under the bed. Like, you know, you take like a basketball and you put it on as your head. Yeah. I had a big head as a kid, but you make like a dummy of yourself.
An orange on a toothpick.
Right? Yeah, you put like a dummy of yourself sleeping under the covers. You think you're so smart at 17. No, we were like 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there. Sure. And I remember putting a fake dummy of myself made of clothing and like maybe a basketball or something in my bed. Uh-huh. And then you're going to sleep with covers over your head. And then hiding underneath my bed.
Did you fall asleep?
And before my parents would go and put out the presents, they would crack the door open and make sure the kids are asleep, right? And I think the only reason I got away with it on this instance was they had to have been like dying laughing, like at how fake this
how
body
bad it was.
That was sleeping. It was terrible. It was awful. And they would be like, all right, you know what? He gets points for effort. And if he wants Santa Claus ruined for him, he can have Santa Claus ruined for him. So like, I remember they go and they started putting presents around the tree and I rolled out from under the bed and I went and saw my parents putting, I didn't see Santa Claus surprised enough. I see my parents putting gifts around the tree. And that was one of the days. I mean, I kind of already knew Santa Claus didn't exist. But, yeah, my parents let me get away with it because I think they felt pity for how pathetic that attempt was to pretend that I was sleeping. You know? Yeah. Big Yang says, it seems like that dummy took over the life of the real Josh. Yeah, that was where we switched right there. That should be a dark, maybe that's like on horror movie night. Maybe Matt can make that a little horror movie night segment where like that dummy you made to fool your parents into like, you know, spying on Santa. That replaced you, and now that the real Jonathan's stuck in some nightmare Christmas verse or something. I don't know. But yeah. Yep. That was the day I confirmed Santa Claus was crap.
I never confirmed it because I think anytime I attempted that kind of shenanigan, I fell asleep. And so I was just like asleep under the bed. But then at one point, like someone at school had said something, and I had like not known for too long. Like it was maybe breaching into middle school. Like I should have known by then. And so I just asked my dad point blank one day, and I was like, "Is Santa Claus real?" And he's like, "No." I was like, "Why do people lie?"
He pulled a Derek and like spoiled it for you.
Yeah,
he just flat out did it.
He's like, "Nope."
Matt Kelly has a breaking news. He says, "Wait, you're saying that my parents have been giving me all these gifts? I think I need to cancel Christmas 365 on the Geekscape Network."
No.
That's not why you have to cancel it. That's not why. Let me tell you why. I'm kidding. That show's doing great. We have great shows here on the network. And I think, Derek, you're the host of the Xbox Game Passengers show here on the Geekscape Network. We've got Geekscape Games. Katie, you were on this last episode. And then I hear rumblings that Katie's going to start her own podcast on the network.
Ooh.
Yes.
What can you tell us about this podcast?
So this is
Monkey Island Fancast.
Monkey Island Fancast. And it's called Monkey and Around. And
greenlit. Matt Kelly, greenlight it.
I really do. I need to get back to Monkey Island. I haven't. I've been shooting all last week. So it's been shooting and being shot at. Yeah. No.
Call the congresswoman.
Yeah, I will. I'm telling you, it actually does something. I was very shocked that like actually calling my councilwoman did something. Anyway, get involved in your community, guys. But I am doing a podcast with a former colleague of mine, a good personal friend. We're calling it the Black and White Podcast. Life might not be black and white, but we are. And we're talking about current issues and things of the day. And I asked Matt Kelly if it would be all right to join the Geekscape Network. And he was like, does it have sound? Great. It's on. No, he did listen to it, luckily.
So you did like an audition podcast?
No. I mean, do I? Matt Kelly, let me know.
I
recorded it with the intent of going to Matt Kelly with it because I had always wanted to start a podcast with my colleague, Marie Brand. She is wonderful. One of the funniest people I know. And we'll be releasing that fairly soon. It's a lot of life stuff. A lot of life stuff. So, yeah, it's going to hit you in the feels, hopefully.
When's that coming?
Soon. I don't know. We've got two episodes in the can already. We're gonna get a third one out this week, but yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Listen, I just learned about this today. Y'all been keeping secrets. You and Matt Kelly been keeping secrets.
Listen, man, just trying to make something happen, make some work happen for us.
That's what happens when you give Matt the keys of the network. It's like, hey Matt, yeah, I trust you. Maybe the leash has gotten too long.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. And I love, you know, this is what we built Geekscape for. I would love creatives to come and be like, hey, I want Geekscape to be involved. I have a podcast idea, or I have a short film idea, or I have a, I don't know, a sketch idea, or I want to put on a concert, or I want to put on a benefit, or I want to do an event or a movie screening. That's really what I want Geekscape to be involved in. Like anything that we can do to like help get the geek voice out there, you know, use Geekscape as a resource. But no, Katie, you would have gotten a yes anyway. There's no way.
I know.
Big Yanks supposedly pitched a podcast and Matt told him to go kick rocks, but that's Matt doing his job.
We can't.
Why would we want to listen? Like, come on. Big Yanks, this is your podcast. We give you enough of a platform here in the comments. You don't need to be tormenting the rest of the Geekscapists with an actual podcast. All right. Geekscapists, I think we've done a good show. I think Katie said some good stuff. She hinted and said she's got another podcast coming up on the network. I look forward to that. That's an instant subscribe. Derek is the host of the Xbox Game Passengers podcast. You can see him frequently on the Geekscape Games podcast. That's a double subscribe. You should do that. And then if you're listening to this, maybe it's because you subscribe to Geekscape, and I really, really, really appreciate it. One thing that would really help us out is if you left a 5-star review. Leave a 5-star review. It really helps our visibility. Maybe we can get some cool guests on the show and up our subscribers and all that. Share us with your friend. Hit that little share button right now on whatever app you're using. Send it to your friend and be like, hey, what'd you think of the ending of Game of Thrones? Or be like, hey, did you ever hide from your parents to try and spoil Christmas for yourself? Or are you the promised one? Whatever you want to ask your friends, go for it. But yeah, that's our show. Katie, Derek, where can they follow you?
You can follow me at @lsassypants, @lsassypants, unless you're on TikTok and it's with a Z at the end.
And I'm @dcranevelt on Twitter.
We're at Geekscape on everything. Just search for Geekscape, and for sure, join our Geekscape Forever group on Facebook. We have a lot of cool stuff coming as we are on the road to Comic-Con. We're going to be there at the booth. We're going to have daily recaps of what is happening at Comic-Con right here on this feed. So for sure, share it with your friends. That is something that Derek, Matt, and I have talked about doing when we wrap up the booth every day. We walk right over to the hotel. We record a wrap-up episode for this feed. So y'all, you know, it just feels like you're at Comic-Con with us without all the free food that Derek smuggles under his shirt.
Derek, I'll be right there with you.
Love you so much. And I also want y'all to check out this event we're doing on the Facebook feed, the YouTube feed. It's a Geekscape Gives event. We have the 200th episode of Horror Movie Night. Am I doing that right? And the boys are going to torture themselves with a live stream of some of the worst movies, and you pick the charity, you get some gifts, and all you got to do is do some good, and the boys at Horror Movie Night will kick you some cool stuff. All right, I think I did that right. Okay, let's check. Okay, we're good. Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.